Hi, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. And you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Gabrielle and Elmo Help in the Cozy Kitchen.
Hi, it's me, Nina, your friend from Sesame Street. I'm glad you're here. Today, I'm in the community garden with Elmo and Gabrielle.
We're picking vegetables for Nina's dinner with her brother and his family.
And Elmo's helping.
Thanks for helping, you two. I'm so excited to see my brother Dave, his husband Frank, and their daughter, my niece, mi sobrina, Mia.
Family dinners are the best.
They sure are. My grandma now makes a big dinner every Sunday night for my family, and I always get to help.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, she's shared her homemade mac and cheese with me before. Grandma Nell is a great cook.
Mm-hmm, she sure is. So what else do we need to pick, Nina?
Let me check the list. We've already picked vegetables for a big salad. And now we have three ingredients left to pick.
Or pull out of the ground, like these crunchy carrots.
Do we need carrots, Nina?
We sure do. Will you please pick 6 carrots for my brother Dave's yummy pasta recipe?
Let's pick.
And let's count together.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 carrots all together.
Muy bien. Great job. Let's put them in the basket.
What else do we need?
Along with the carrots, Dave likes to put bell peppers and broccoli in the pasta.
Oh, I love bell peppers. They come in beautiful colors. Red, green, and yellow.
And did you know bell peppers are fruit?
Huh? Yeah.
Because they have seeds inside.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. How many bell peppers do we need?
5, please.
Let's pick.
And let's count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 bell peppers all together.
And into the basket. And now, the last thing we need for dinner, 1 bunch of broccoli.
Yum! Elmo loves broccoli. They look like little trees.
And broccoli is delicious.
Here you go, Nina. 1 delicious bunch of broccoli.
Into the basket it goes. Thanks for helping me pick all this food for my family dinner.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. But, Nina, all this picking made Elmo's body feel a little tired.
Yeah, I can understand why. We worked hard today. We used our eyes to find the veggies in the garden, our hands to pick them, and our arms and legs to walk and carry the basket.
And it was fun. But Elmo's right. My hands are a little tired.
I have an idea. How about we take a little rest over at this picnic table? You can imagine your own family dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, Nina. Can I imagine my grandma Nell is cooking?
Of course. You and Elmo can imagine that you're helping Grandma Nell cook dinner, who comes to dinner, and what foods you eat.
That sounds fun. Elmo loves using his imagination.
Me too. Here, let's sit together at this picnic table.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Now that we're all sitting, let's start with a belly breath and thank each part of our bodies. so we can calm our bodies from the busy day and be ready to imagine our family dinner together.
Okay, Nina.
Breathe slowly in through your nose. Then breathe slowly out through your mouth. Now, let's say thank you to our bodies from the top of our heads all the way to the bottom of our feet. Say thank you, head.
Thank you, head.
Now, let's say thank you to our noses.
Thank you, nose.
Now, let your shoulders relax. Move them very gently. Thank you, shoulders.
Thank you, shoulders.
Next, your arms. Lift them up just enough to feel them. Then let them rest. Thank you, arms.
Thank you, arms.
Now wiggle your fingers like you're waving bye-bye. Wiggle, wiggle. Thank you, fingers.
Wiggle, wiggle. Thank you, fingers.
Now, your tummy. Take a slow breath in and a slow breath out. So you feel your tummy moving in and out. Thank you, tummy.
Thank you, tummy.
Now, your legs. Gently lift one up and put it back down. Now do the same thing with your other leg. Thank you, legs.
Thank you, legs.
Finally, your feet. Wiggle your feet very, very gently. Feel how relaxed they are. Thank you, feet.
Thank you, feet.
Is your body nice and relaxed?
Yes. Yeah, it sure is.
Perfecto. Now that your bodies are relaxed, we're ready to start imagining your big dinner.
Yes. Let's imagine my grandma Nell is making dinner.
And let's imagine Elmo and Gabrielle are helping her.
It already smells so good.
Let's imagine we're in Grandma Nell's kitchen. The kitchen has yellow walls and a big white fridge. There's a clock on the wall, and you can hear it going tick, tock, tick, tock. There are blue counters on either side of the sink, and a window with a pink curtain around it, and it looks out onto Sesame Street. The pots and pans hang from a rack above the sink, and the serving and mixing bowls are on a shelf. The forks and spoons are in a sliding drawer, and the plates and glasses in a cabinet directly above it. While she cooks, Grandma Nell likes to look out the window at the birds in the trees on Sesame Street. Grandma Nell is wearing her favorite apron, the one with small flower prints on it, and she's preparing a special Sunday dinner. Elmo and Gabrielle help in the kitchen. First, they wash their hands. Then, they clean vegetables by running them under water. And then they give them to Grandma Nell so she can peel and chop them. Elmo and Gabrielle love to help in the kitchen because everything smells so good. Grandma Nell is making her famous homemade biscuits. She begins by cracking an egg on the side of a bowl and adds it to a little mountain of flour. She adds buttermilk and a pinch of salt. Grandma Nell shows Gabrielle how to use the whisk to mix everything together. Once Gabrielle finishes mixing with the whisk, she starts kneading the dough with her hands. This is Gabrielle's favorite part. Once the biscuits are mixed, Grandma Nell shows Gabrielle and Elmo how to scoop the dough into biscuits with a spoon. They drop the scooped dough onto a baking sheet so they can bake it into nice warm biscuits. Elmo and Gabrielle make row after row of biscuits on the cooking sheet. They make sure the biscuits aren't too close so they don't stick together. Then, Grandma Nell puts on her oven mitts and places the biscuits in the oven to bake. On the stovetop, there is a big pot of water just starting to boil. The pot is for vegetable stew. Grandma Nell puts a spoonful of olive oil and a pinch of salt into the water to flavor it. Elmo and Gabrielle hand bell peppers and broccoli to Grandma Nell. She chops them into bite-sized chunks and puts them into the stew pot. She sprinkles more spices into the stew. Elmo shakes in pepper, and Gabrielle carefully stirs it all together. In the oven, the biscuits are rising. They smell so yummy, and they turn a beautiful golden color as they cook. Grandma Nell always makes extra biscuits because she knows they're everyone's favorite. When they come out of the oven, Grandma Nell carefully puts the biscuits into a small basket with a colorful cloth napkin to cover them and help the biscuits to stay warm. Elmo and Gabrielle can't wait to have a warm biscuit with dinner. When everything is ready, Gabrielle's mommy and daddy invite everyone to sit down at the table. Nina takes a seat and places her napkin on her lap. Elmo's parents, May and Louie, are also there. The smells that fill the dining room make everyone hungry, and Gabrielle is so excited to eat the food she picked with Elmo. Grandma Nell brings in the pot from the kitchen and ladles stew into everyone's bowls. The broccoli and peppers taste delicious, Gabrielle's dad passes the basket of biscuits around the table, and everyone takes one. Gabrielle likes to drizzle honey on her biscuit. Elmo thinks Gabrielle's biscuit looks yummy with honey and tries drizzling honey on his biscuit too. For a moment, nobody talks because they're busy eating. This is Grandma Nell's favorite thing about making dinner. When everyone is eating and talking and enjoying themselves. When they finish the stew and the biscuits, Grandma Nell goes to the fridge to get tonight's special dessert. It's a sweet potato pie. She slices the pie and gives everyone a piece.
Yum.
The filling is sweet and the crust is flaky. Finally, everyone says how yummy it is.
So good.
And says thank you to Grandma Nell.
Thank you, Grandma Nell.
Thank you.